Welcome to Watershed's April podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. Polish filmmaker Andrzej Wajda is one of the great European film directors. His 60-odd years of filmmaking have produced some landmarks of world cinema. From his early war trilogy in the 1950s, A Generation, Canal and Ashes and Diamonds, to his new film Tatarak, screened at this year's Berlin Film Festival. There is a nice echo here. In 1957, Canal shared the Silver Palm in Cannes with Ingmar Bergman's The Seventh Seal, whilst Wajda's newest film won the prestigious Alfred Bauer Prize at Berlin. The latter is for developing new ways of filmmaking. Not bad for an 86-year-old. Wajda first came to my attention at the end of the 1970s, when I saw his great diptych, Man of Marble, a broadside at Soviet propaganda and the myth of the valiant peasant, and Man of Iron, about the solidarity movement of the early 1980s in Gdansk in Poland, which incorporates real events and real people into the narrative. This was urgent, determined political cinema. Katyn, his most recent film to be released in the UK, forms the centrepiece of Watershed's forthcoming Polish film season, Journey to Poland. Katyn revisits the terrible and terrifying massacre of some 20,000 Polish military, police and intellectuals by the Soviet army in April 1940. This was not only a national tragedy, but a personal one for Wajda, whose father was killed in the massacre. On discovery of the body some 3 years later, in 1943, the Nazis used this as a propaganda wedge between the Soviets and the European Allies, with the Soviets denying responsibility until as recently as 1990. For the Polish, it was, and is, a massacre of the brave, swept under the carpet of history and political convenience, and for whom the pain and betrayal is still raw. Unlike Man of Marble and Man of Iron all those years ago, it has taken Katyn over 2 years to be released in the UK. It very nearly wasn't, being described as too old-fashioned for contemporary audiences, or too specifically Polish for UK audiences. It is a powerful account of an important European atrocity, and Wajda gives prominence to the perspective of relatives searching for news of their loved ones. His film acts, in some kind of way, as a public solace for the many still alive who are affected by the massacre, as well as bearing witness to those who were murdered and conveniently forgotten for so long. There is an older, established Polish community in Bristol who escaped or fled the persecution in the Second World War, and of course now there is the new generation who are moving freely around the new Europe. Here at Watershed, we had been thinking about doing some kind of Polish focus for a number of reasons, really. Over the past 3 or 4 years, contemporary Polish short films have always been strong at Encounters Short Film Festival. Indeed, Anna Kazajak, who we focused on a year ago at the Encounters Festival, is one of the most exciting new filmmakers I have come across. Wajda, along with Kieślowski and Polanski, cast a long shadow across world, never mind European cinema. Plus, we have been approached a couple of times now by young Poles working in Bristol, keen to see their rich culture projected and reflected in contemporary UK life. The result is Journey to Poland, which brings together a focus on Andrzej Wajda, with a selection of contemporary feature films not readily available in the UK, and short films selected from the Krakow Film Foundation and Encounter Short Film Festival. All are accompanied by introductions or discussions, and this is a great opportunity to find more about the rich film culture of Poland. For more information, see polishfilmfestivalbristol.org.uk or visit the watershed.co.uk site. That's all for now.